Now it's my pleasure to welcome a man who in 1993 shot from obscurity to being very much one of the men of the year, following his extraordinary claims to have been abducted by aliens to another planet. So for another out-of-body experience, please welcome Mr. Norman House.
Obviously, I'm going to ask you about the alien experience, yes. But first of all, I would like to sort of establish, you know, who you are and where you're from. What do you do for a living?
I'm a quality controller in a leading biscuit factory.
All right.
It is my job to test biscuits for comestibility.
Yes.
And I do this by biting into them.
Yes.
Tasting them for flavour and texture.
Fair enough.
And if the biscuit is satisfactory, I allow another 4 million to go by.
Right.
And it's I haven't tested this
no,
one.
No, I'll take that one on trust. Now this is where do you do this biscuit testing?
Ipswich area, environs of Ipswich.
Environs of Ipswich.
The biscuits.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, it's a popular area apparently.
It's very quiet. It nestles in a little valley where we live. We're surrounded by countryside, and we have a small garage.
Yes. Well,
it's a fascinating area, Ipswich, because it's where the Romans first put down their Roman baths were put down in Ipswich.
Well, all right. I wasn't really going to ask you about the history of Ipswich. It's more to do with your astonishing experience of being abducted by aliens. Now, where were you when this happened? You do say.
I was out with my wife Wendy,
yes.
Who also lives in the Ipswich area.
Yes.
Just above the garage, we have a little flatlet.
Yes.
And we're out of an evening. I was out metal detecting.
Yeah, is that a hobby?
Yes, I would like to. I've got this.
Right.
Actually, I found this metal detector years ago. I was very lucky because I borrowed a friend's metal detector.
Yes.
And I was out detecting.
Yeah.
And suddenly I felt a strong feeling that there was something metallic under the ground. And sure enough, I dug away, and lo and behold,
it was
metal detector almost as brand new.
All right, so I suppose that's true. I suppose metal detectors are made of metal, aren't they?
They are made of metal. One of the problems with a bad metal detector is that if it's really poorly made, it will start detecting itself. A friend of mine had a detector which detected itself and started just curling up and trying to eat the handle.
Yes. But this is a good one.
This is a good one. Yes. And we were out in the car and then I got out of the car and started detecting.
Yes.
And suddenly I saw this strange glowing object hovering about 1.5 feet. Above the ground.
Right, it wasn't the headlamps, was it, or anything like that?
No, it was an unearthly object, non-metallic, otherwise the detector would have detected it. And I felt strangely calm, but at the same time, horribly terrified. And I didn't know what to do, and it just stayed there glowing eerily.
What sort of size was this?
About that size, yes. About that big. But it was just hovering there, and I felt something beckoning at me, a mental beckoning more than a physical beckoning, and I suddenly saw a creature get out of the orb and begin slowly to suck me into its orbit.
Yes.
Mentally.
Mentally suck you.
Mentally suck me into the orbit, and I fell into a trance, and the next thing I knew, I was elsewhere.
I know we've got some pictures in there. Did you take these pictures?
No, these snaps were taken by my wife Wendy.
Well, that's jolly lucky, but it's a bit. You've got two pictures. Is this the same?
That's the better one, the black and white one. Yes.
Yeah.
That one's upside down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was more colourful than that, but not as misshapen as that.
All right. Now, what do these creatures look like? Have you got a
Well, they're rather like ocelot in shape.
Yes.
And sort of, they look rather like this, you see.
Yes.
That sort of shape.
Oh, I see.
That was one of them. And then the another one like this.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
The one that took me.
That was the one that took me. Well, how long did you spend on this planet?
I was there for approximately 4 years.
Yeah.
Or seemed to be about 4 years, but in fact was only 3 minutes of our time.
Right.
And
which planet were you on? Was it Mars or Venus?
IKEA. There are people who arrived millions of years ago in cardboard boxes and were forced to assemble themselves.
Yeah, I see. Probably accounts for the strange shape, I suppose. But...
Well, yes, they had no instructions.
Yeah. And why were they interested in you, you in particular, or us at all?
I think they shared my love of metal.
Yeah.
But it was mainly because they have a museum up there devoted to rock and roll.
Yeah, our rock and roll.
Our rock and roll. Yeah. And the only rock and roll they've ever heard was Manfred Mann.
Yeah.
And they were unsure about the lyrics of one of his hits, which was... There I was walking down the street, going do a dee 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 dum dee dee, and that bit of the lyric was missing.
All right.
So they only got up to dum wa dee 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 dum dee dee, and they wanted to know what came after.
Yeah. And were you able to tell them?
No, I didn't know that lyric. So they were most dissatisfied with me.
Yeah.
And, they are dissatisfied with everything really up there.
But how do they communicate with you? Could they speak English?
No, they think they can speak, and they communicate through thought waves.
Yes.
Through vibrations, timeless eon vibrations.
And you could pick this up, could you?
I could tell that they didn't like what they've got.
Yeah. what's the atmosphere like on the planet?
Well, it's very thin.
Mm.
Very, very thin atmosphere. If I hadn't had some air in my jumper and my socks with me, I would have probably been stifled because it's just what I imagine being in Mexico City is like.
Yes. So what do they do like for air, for breathing, for food? What do they eat?
They've been on a diet for 2 million years because they don't eat. They have no stomachs or no mouths. They just have... Well, I'll show you the pictures. They just have a shape of an otter and two slit eyes.
Yes.
And so it's a good thing they don't eat because there's really nowhere for them to put the food.
Has this experience changed you in any way?
Yes, it's an experience like that. In fact, that experience made me realise... just how insignificant they were.
Well, that guy's really phenomenal.